Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
It's a Cat and Houts show. That means we are talking NFL draft. We are diving into the cornerback draft class. And this is a very, very unique situation, guys, because this was some Chris Greer's brainchild for a few years. You spend big on Byron Jones. You have Xavier Howard around. You bring in Jalen Ramsey, but all of a sudden, Cat, is this secondary maybe a cause of concern for the Miami Dolphins?
It's not a cause of concern when you look at the starters. I mean, you know, Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller on the outside. They signed Jordan Poirier for a year, who's playing at a high level still. Javon Holland, you know, and Kader Kohu is, you know, had kind of an up and down year, but still a really good second year player going into his third year now. But when you take a look long term, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is going to be 30 in October. Kendall Fuller is going to be 30 a month after the season ends. Kohu had the up and down season. Then after that, you know, Nick Needham was re-signed on a cheaper contract, but played 72 snaps last year. Cam Smith, complete washout of a rookie year, played only 22 snaps on defense. And then Saran Neal is more of a special teams player, played only 50 snaps. So combined between Needham, Neal, and Cam Smith, you know, you're, you know, fourth through sixth cornerbacks played not even 150 snaps last year.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're hiding, you know, Cam Smith, this diamond in a rough that, you know, just could knock down the field, which it could be, right? I mean, we could see Cam Smith be this absolute beast in year two, actually getting some playing time. But I don't know how you can't look at this unit and feel, you know, long term, at least, that there is no way that this thing's settled. I mean, I think we can all agree, and I'll stand on, I'll get egg on my face if I'm wrong, but I think we talked about before, Kendall Fuller may be an upgrade over the Xavier Howard we've seen in years. Jalen Ramsey, though, is getting up there in age, and it's something that I think a lot of Dolphin players overlook, right? Everyone talks about, you know, Xavier Howard, some of these other guys being older corners, we don't need them. But Jalen Ramsey, I mean, when you traded for him, he was up there in age. So there's going to come a time when you definitely need to do something that's secondary. I think this draft, as we'll talk about, has some pieces that the Dolphins could definitely target at 21 or in the second round. But when you look at this unit as a whole, I mean, I think we're pretty good on the outside with those starters. Like you said, I think I'm hoping Kader Kohu's bad year, as Jake will talk about some of the numbers, came because Mace, you know, they were playing primarily zone. You know, maybe it was just wasn't the right fit for him. I don't know. But I'm hoping Kader Kohu bounces back and is that perfect piece in the slot. But there's still work to be done there. So I'm talking in circles here. I feel good about it, but at the same time, I can definitely see why you'd need to target someone early in the draft, or, you know, maybe even have someone on speed dial if a free agent's out there that really catches your eye.
You know, Josh, one thing too about the cornerback position is it's not just about the starters, but if you can provide a boundary outside cornerback through the NFL draft, whether that's, you know, some of the guys we're talking about, or whether Cam Smith emerges in a second year, now you can get more creative with Jalen Ramsey. And it's hard with, you know, if Anthony Weaver was in Baltimore last year, he saw how beneficial it was to have 5-6 defensive backs playing and moving all around the field. You know, can Jalen Ramsey in certain situations be that Ravens version of Kyle Hamilton last year? So that all factors into this defensive back evaluation.
It's been a fun exercise to go through position by position, because not only are we looking at possible fits in the draft, but we're taking a deeper look at what this Miami Dolphins roster is. We were kind of under the assumption that the Dolphins have reached a point where they can start to maybe focus, not specifically, but maybe best player available, kind of. That's the kind of spot they were looking like they were getting into. But man, going through this depth chart, and as we're looking at cornerback, I'm feeling a little queasy about the depth of this secondary. You consider, like, this is a entire defense that's going through a metamorphosis this offseason with Anthony Weaver coming in. You lose Christian Wilkins. All the shine you have up front is going to be gone, and it's maybe even worse when you consider that Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are going to take a little while to come back. You have two free safeties signed in Javon Holland and Jordan Poyer. You have two strong safeties signed in Sirian Neal. You mentioned he's more of a special teams guy. And Elijah Campbell. Nick Needham's another guy that's kind of been cross-training in the secondary. But man, I think, like, we can say that they're set at starters, but I mean, Kendall Fuller, 29 years old, he's been around for a long time. I don't want to hate on the move whatsoever because I think he's a good player. But I've seen this story before with this Miami Dolphins secondary. You have two good defensive backs established in the league. Byron Jones, I don't think, really dealt with injuries. And I know injury luck is something that no one can ever expect. But looking at this unit, looking at how little Nick Needham played last year, the struggles Kader Kohou had, guys, I think this might be up there. And Kat, I want to ask you, where would you put, like, let's just say a member of the secondary in terms of needs for the Miami Dolphins? Where would you place it overall?
Yeah, and that's the debate, because for me, the needs with the Dolphins are number one and number two are interior offensive line and interior defensive line. You can interchange them as you please. And then from that point, I actually have cornerback as the third need. You can also make an argument for offensive tackle, wide receiver three, whatever the case may be. But given the lack of depth and given the age of the cornerback position and how important it is to a defense, especially a defense like this, that's why it is need number three for me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, we're sitting here talking ourselves through it, and I'm, you know, I completely agree that's up there. It has to be. I guess the thing that I'm looking at now, and I'm kind of feeling a little bit, you know, that pain a little bit more inside, is this is why the Dolphins could have used a Brandon Jones. You know, obviously they could not even compete with that price, but, you know, bringing him back, or a Deshaun Elliott, again, could probably not compete with that. Bringing those guys back, having that third safety, I'd feel a lot better, at least about the safety position. And then we continue to talk about corner. I mean, I'm hoping that Kader Cohen, I was going to ask you guys, do you think, you know, does Cade or Kohu or Nick Needham bring you enough versatility where maybe you feel okay putting them on the outside? I mean, I know that they've all had their struggles, and I think they're both probably better at nickel, but do you feel like maybe Anthony Weaver, if, you know, this was the depth chart coming into the season, could still use Jalen Ramsey as a chess piece and maybe kick Nick Needham outside where he's not as good, or even a Cade or Kohu? Because if Cam Smith isn't ready to go, I mean, that might be your only move unless you go out there and draft a guy early.
I don't want it to sound like a cop-out, but I kind of hope they just wait and see what team they're facing, right? I think that was kind of the biggest issue with Vic Fangio. They never really adjusted to what the opponent was doing. It was our defense. We know what the weaknesses are, but we can kind of overcome those based on talent. And it was clear that the Dolphins really couldn't. You mentioned, Kat, that Anthony Weaver, it's an entirely new system. So this might sound a little dumb, and please just call me out if it does, but defensive tackle is a very big weakness for this Dolphins team. Does that necessarily mean it's a need? Like, is there a scenario where looking at how this defense could succeed, how it could thrive, is there maybe a path where you just say, okay, defensive tackle, we have Zach Sealer, and the rest is just going to kind of be a little bit of a struggle, but that's okay if we have the members in the secondary to really let this Weaver defense get a little bit stronger?
You know, the question is, do you use a first or second round pick on defensive tackle, or do you go to the free agent market, basically swoop up what's left and try to get by for another year? I mean, this, it kind of reminds me back in 2005 and 2006, way back when Nick Saban came into town and the Dolphins had to replenish the defensive line, and they signed the likes of Keith Traylor and Dan Wilkinson. And then a couple years later, when they had another need at nose tackle, they signed Jason Ferguson. Those guys were able to plug in, take up some space, and provide a need for a year, and then move on. That is the direction I hope the Dolphins go with a Calais Campbell or somebody else out in the free agent market. I'd be disappointed at this point if the Dolphins at pick number 21 stood where they were and took an interior defensive line, even though I like a lot of players in the class. But I think 21 is too soon for an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, I think I was ignorant at the time, but I think I probably felt a little bit, I can't remember that far back, but I think even when Christian Wilkins was drafted, I was sitting there thinking, you know, maybe there were other ways they could have went with that. So I'm here for that. I agree with you. I want to know if you guys have any thoughts on Benito Jones. I'm looking at their depth chart right now, and you said about how they might just come out and throw guys next to Zach Sealer and try to get by. I mean, that's exactly how it seems like they're doing. I mean, again, I joked and threw out a tweet about bags of Idaho potatoes at five guys being what they're trying to put right next to them. It seems like they're kind of doing the same thing at guard. So give me your thoughts. Do you think there's any way that they do use some of those guys that they signed? I mean, Gallimore was on there. I know Jake likes Brandon Peely. I probably always mess that up every time I say it. But Benito Jones is still a player that, you know, he's solid. I think I liked him when he was here the first time. I was a little sad when he got rid of him. So any of those guys manageable, I guess, at least to kick the can down the road like the Dolphins seem to love to do at the position.
I'm so ready to hang up and listen with this group. I look back at what the Dolphins did with Christian Wilkins, and the decision to draft Christian Wilkins was a great one for this Miami Dolphins defense. That said, the impact in year one wasn't really apparent. And I think if the Dolphins were to kind of go that path this year in that first round, you don't know if that impact is going to be so apparent. So I'm kind of on board if you're kind of just trying to stay above water with the Benito Jones, somebody who started a lot more games last year, hoping you can just catch lightning in a bottle. It's been pretty, I mean, interesting to follow. The Dolphins have signed 5-6 different defensive tackles this year, where it does kind of make it sound like we're going to have 4 or 5 different guys paying 30 to 60% of the snaps and just hope it works out. Isaiah Mack, Davion Nixon, Jonathan Harris all coming in as well.
Yeah, and first of all, I think as far as the defensive line is concerned, two of the three positions are not being filled right now. And I expect those to be either draft picks or free agents. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Benito Jones, look, hey, he's a good rotational piece. He's a good backup nose tackle, but if he is your undisputed week one nose tackle, then yeah, that's rough heading into the season. But the difference between Vic Fangio and how he uses the defensive line and how Anthony Weaver, and we anticipate him using the defensive line, is that the Ravens rotated defensive linemen like crazy. I mean, you look at Justin Matabuke, for example. I mean, a Pro Bowl defensive tackle this past year with with 12 sacks. But if you take a look at his snap count, I mean, you're talking about somebody who played, you know, fewer than 900 snaps. So he wasn't out there every play like a Christian Wilkins was. So I expect a lot of rotation. And because of that, I expect the Dolphins to go, you know, 6-7 deep on the defensive line on game day, not just relying on the top three guys like they did on the training.